Thursday, April 25th, 2024. Birds chirping in the background. I feel a need to record something that happened yesterday. I'm not going to name any names, but I was basically reviewing some things with a friend, with some of the things I've been going through, including the worst of the worst. And it was so strange, you know. I mean, I felt like this is a real friend, and I was so grateful for the reception that I got from this longtime dear friend. And something very strange happened after the phone call, where I'm going to call it the trauma tremble, because, I mean, it's never happened before. But physically, I started to kind of shake a little bit, and I kept veering off to one side or the other, mostly to the left. And I would, like, my whole body would, like, get in, like, kind of a crescent form. And then I would swing over to the right, and it's like I couldn't gather myself physically. It was just so overwhelming to let all those things out. Even though this friend kind of knew much of it, it was, I don't know if it was a cleansing or something. Something was very, very strange about this thing that happened, and it lasted for a good 5 to 10 minutes. Well, let me be more specific, maybe 5 to 7 minutes, where I just couldn't gather myself physically. I couldn't walk straight. And I was like, my jaw was like, as almost like it was just oscillating, like side to side and then to and fro, up and down. It was just a very strange feeling physically. No explanation whatsoever about what caused it or what sort of psychological thing would cause that to happen. It hadn't happened before. And it, in my mind, I was like, wow, this is unusual. And it happened immediately as the phone call ended. And, you know, I felt an overwhelming sense of love from this friend and care, that this person cares. And that this friend just listened. It was a very short conversation, about 10 minutes. But I hadn't talked to this friend for quite some time. It was just so unusual. I wanted to capture it. I kind of wish I would have captured it either on video at the time or audio at the time as it was happening. But it's like I couldn't control myself. Even when I'd reach into my pocket, my hands were shaking. My shoulders were shaking. Not really a dance, but kind of jitters. And it was very, very strange. And it's inexplicable. So I wanted to record what happened, whether it's something that would happen to someone after they've gone through some things, and then they talk about it, and then they start to shake the way I was shaking. It was just very strange, and I kept uttering these kind of nonsensical sort of, this is why I wish I would have recorded it, kind of nonsensical things with my voice. It was just like, not a groaning or a moaning, but somewhere in between, like a. It was just the strangest thing. And then, probably within, you know, like I said, 5 to 7 minutes, I just started to kind of not feel it anymore, and I had to go and got in the car and drove away, and it seemed to kind of dissipate entirely. But it was powerful, and I don't know what was going on. It was very strange. And I didn't have a sense that any of like impending doom or anything like that, but it was just a very bizarre feeling. And it's like my nerves, or I don't know how to describe it, kind of in physical or medical terms in any way, but it was kind of just a loss of control of muscles, and it's like the nerves were doing it. And it was just making my muscles kind of twitch, and And like I said in the beginning, it's like I was veering to the left, and I was just walking around my house from room to room, living room, down the hall, kitchen, and just uttering the, you know, just, it was very strange. And so I wanted to capture this, and I'm going to call it the trauma tremble. Otherwise, I've had a couple decent days. A couple days ago was brutal. I recorded that when I recorded Had a Friend. But I've had a couple of decent days besides that unusual event yesterday. So I wanted to capture it, and this is very short, but I was actually going to pair this with some duck hunting experiences growing up with some cousins and my brothers and my dad, of course. But I think I'm going to save that for another time. We sure had fun duck hunting down at the mouth of the Mississippi River, probably between ages 13 and 15-ish. And those are some great times. The only drawback is that I feel like that probably some of that contributed to the tinnitus I have in my right ear really bad. They're in both ears, but the right ear is really brutal. And that's the side of the my body where the gun would go off when I was duck hunting. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that. And maybe soon, or I can get my dad or brothers on the line or cousins talking about the duck hunting. And because they sure were some fun times. So anyway, that's all for today. Hope everyone's doing okay, despite the world just going crazy. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.